Welcome back. Here we are in another practice dedicated to your brain. And today, as I was creating this practice, I was considering, you know, the layers of emotional intelligence. And I wanted to talk a little bit about cultivating equanimity and allowing yourself to be emotionally balanced, right? Because when we are in challenging situations, we throw ourselves off and brain chemistry goes sideways. And this is when emotional intelligence is key. And so I thought I'll create a practice around equanimity. And this will be a new practice for you, right? Because equanimity is a valuable tool to cultivate within yourself. So let's get started with that. Let's just take a breath and know that you're practicing. So I just ask you to find a place to settle in. This will be a shorter practice, but it will be good. Regardless, you are here practicing, and that is the key. Take an inhale and exhale. Noticing where you've placed yourself. And just allowing yourself to be in this place. And if you have any thoughts coming up, just allow them to be there and place them in a cloud and let them drift away. Go ahead and do that now. And just bring your awareness to your breath, releasing the tension in your body. Using your breath to release tension. And know that the environment in which you've placed yourself is perfect. Drawing all your attention to your breath. And that's it. Just your breath. And notice how this feels to simply watch and listen and feel your breath. Notice how you're feeling right now. And know that nothing has to change. How do your muscles feel right now? How does your face feel? Notice how the palms of your hands feel. And how your toes feel. And now let's drop an emotion into this experience. Let's become aware of happiness at the top of your head. And sometimes with happiness, you can simply place a smile on your mouth, your lips, and the whole body will change. Notice if anything changes. Notice if happiness moved to any other part of your body. Notice if there's any tension, if your jaw became tight or loose. If your chest changed. This is a sensory process, becoming aware of emotions. And now imagine, bring to your awareness the feeling of anger. Think of a time when you were angry and allow yourself to experience some of this feeling in your body now. Notice what the anger feels like. And where in the body did it arrive? Where did you experience it? Where are you experiencing anger now? Just allow it to be there. Notice if there's any tension anywhere. Just let that go. And relax into your breath, bringing your awareness back to the breath. Always coming back to the breath. And bring into the mind's eye a feeling of excitement. Think of a time when you were feeling excited. Notice where it lands in your body. Experience the physical sensations of excitement. Notice it. Just feel that. And bring into the mind's eye this feeling of embarrassment. Bringing up an event of when you were feeling embarrassed. Allow yourself to feel and experience this now. What does embarrassment feel like in your body? Where does it appear? Where is it living in you? Embarrassment. Just allow the sensations to come up. And now let them go. Being neutral. Relaxing into the breath. Being present in this very moment. Nothing. And now simply notice how the body feels. Where are you feeling something? What does that feeling tell you about the emotions that you are experiencing What is your body saying to you? Every emotion is purposeful, and we need to listen to the emotions of the body. And you can do that by simply stopping and slowing down, breathing. And your body will let you know which situations are positive and which ones you may want to change. And bring up that feeling of happiness, feeling the sensations in your body now, being with that feeling. And placing a small smile on your face. And when you are ready, and only when you're ready, allow yourself to feel that happiness for the rest of your moment. Thank you for practicing today. Thank you for being a part of the journey of changing your brain. You are powerful.